The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. How can I be sure that I'm saved? You're not sure you're saved by your feelings, because feelings can come from all a bad burrito. You can have all kind. You can watch a TV and get your heartstrings pulled, and your emotions are an emotion. You know, kind of the. No, you don't trust your salvation to your feelings.
Pastor Rick Warren says that every word Jesus spoke was important and has life-changing power. There are seven words in particular that Jesus spoke during his final hours on the cross that hold the keys for finding fulfillment in your life, career, and relationships. Thanks for joining us here today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a brand new series called The Seven Greatest Words of Love. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how to get the 7 Greatest Words of Love DVD study kit that can be used for independent Bible study or with a small group. This kit is sure to help you grow closer to the Lord. If you'd like to take a sneak peek while you listen to today's broadcast, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Word of Assurance.
And why would somebody want to deny God and reject God and go the opposite of God their entire life and then want to spend eternity with Him for the rest of their lives? There are two statements that God makes to people. And it's this: have it your way or have it your way. There are people who on earth say, I want to live my life completely without God. Jesus says, fine, have it your way. But one day you're going to die and you're going to stand in front of Him and He's going to say it again, have it your way. You spent your entire life walking the opposite direction. Why in the world would you want to live in my house now? I made you, I created you, I love you, I've watched every moment of your life, and you said no. Why would you want to be in heaven now? Why does everybody want to reject God on earth and be with God for eternity? He knew that only God's grace could save him. And you've got to know that only God's grace can save you. He just says, remember me. What I'm telling you is this: don't complicate the gospel. Don't complicate the good news. Don't try to tack on additional conditions that Jesus never required. By the way, the guy who died on the cross, and Jesus, he says, remember me when you go into heaven. And Jesus says, today you'll be with me in paradise. Where was he baptized? He wasn't. Now, there are Christians, well-meaning Christians that we love, and they're brothers and sisters of Christ, and they believe you have to be baptized to be saved. Where is that in the Bible? It's not. It's not in the Bible. There is no good work that you can do that gets you into heaven. It's simply saying, see. It's receiving the grace. Salvation is not what you do for God. It's what God does for you. When Jesus dies on the cross, he says, it is finished. Not I'm finished, because he wasn't. He's living alive today. He said, it is finished. I have paid for everything you need to get to heaven. Now, you ought to want to be baptized. Baptism is the public statement of saying, I've said see to Jesus. And to not be baptized is to basically say, I'm embarrassed that I've said see. I'm embarrassed that I've said yes. And I'm going to hide. I'm going to be a secret disciple, a closet Christian, a secret agent disciple. Lady Claire All Christian, only God knows for sure. And if you laughed at that, you are so old, I want to tell you. They don't even do Lady Claire All commercials anymore, okay? So you are old. But you ought to be baptized. I mean, how would that was I said to my wife, honey, let's get married, but let's not tell anybody about it. She goes, what kind of commitment is that? And for you to say, I want to give my life to Jesus, but I don't want to be baptized, then you're ashamed of him. So I've said it many times, baptism is the wedding ring of the Christian life. This ring doesn't make me saved, it shows that I'm saved. I'm married. It doesn't save me. It has saved me a lot of pain, that's for sure. This ring doesn't make me married. It shows that I'm married. Baptism doesn't make you a Christian. It shows that you are. It's the outward symbol of the inward commitment in your heart. All right? Now, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. It is by grace, circle. It is by grace that you've been saved. No other way. It's a free gift. Through faith, and even the faith, not of yourself. It's the gift of God. It's not of works, so no one can boast. If you could earn your way to heaven, do you imagine what an ego trip heaven would be like? People walking, well, I got here because I gave $1 million to the United Way. And, well, I got here because I, you know, oh, it would just be one bragamony after another. But nobody's going to be able to brag in heaven because we all got there the same way. Free gift. See. Did you say see? Yeah, I said see. Okay. So it's just a gift. What is grace? And you know, an old man I heard one time was asked, what is grace? He said, it's something for nothing. And that's it. Grace is God giving you something for nothing.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called The Seven Greatest Words of Love. There's more coming up. And when you have a minute, be sure to check out PastorRick.com for tons of great resources. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for his free daily email devotional and free podcast. And follow Rick on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Pastor Rick Warren says that every word Jesus spoke was important and had life-changing power. That's why Rick has put together an amazing 7-session DVD study kit called The 7 Greatest Words of Love. In it, he focuses on the last 7 statements that Jesus spoke during his final hours on the cross. These words unlock the full meaning and amazing blessings of Jesus' last words before his resurrection. Words of forgiveness, assurance, love, trust, and more. We'll send you a copy of the study kit to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get yours. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. Again, call 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, there's one more thing that he knew, the thief knew, that you've got to know in order to get to heaven. And it's this: I must know Jesus will save me if I ask. Obviously, he wouldn't have asked if he hadn't known that Jesus would answer him. I must know that Jesus will save me if I ask. In verse 42, he says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He believes Jesus is God. He's not a poser. He's not a prophet. He's not a good man. He's not an imposter. He is who he says he is, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Now note, it's interesting to me, the guy's hanging on the cross. He doesn't ask Jesus to take away his pain. He doesn't ask Jesus to take him down from the cross. He doesn't ask Jesus to heal him right there. Clearly, he's heard about Jesus. He's heard of the miracles. He's heard of Jesus raising people from the dead, all the things. Obviously, Jesus can do whatever he wants to do. He's God. But he doesn't ask for relief from pain or relief from the cross. He doesn't even ask for relief from death. He says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Why? Because he recognizes his deeper need is not the pain he's in, but the salvation from sin that he needs. Acts 16:31 says this, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that makes me think of a story. About 5 years ago, Daryl Gates died of cancer. Many of you remember Daryl Gates was the chief of police for L.A. And during Daryl Gates' career, he invented 2 things that are still used by thousands of police forces. He invented the SWAT team. Daryl Gates invented the SWAT team. He also invented the DARE program, which is a drug and addiction program that's used by, you know, probably half of police forces in America. And about 5 years ago, Daryl was dying of cancer, and I went to go visit him in the hospital. It was actually just a few days before he died. And he knew he was dying. He was terminal. And I went to just see him. And, you know, when somebody's dying and they're terminal, I get right to the point. I don't mess around with a little chit-chat. And I walked in and I sat down and I said, "Daryl, what is your assurance of heaven?" I just said it. "What is your assurance of heaven?" He said, "I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ." See. He didn't say, "Oh, I've tried to do good. I've tried to do my best," and on and on. No, he just said, "I believe," the Bible says, "believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." Now, how can I be sure that I'm saved? I want you to write this down. You're not sure you're saved by your feelings, because feelings can come from all a bad burrito. You can have all kind. You can watch a TV and get your heartstrings pulled, and your emotions are an emotion, you know, kind of thing. No, you don't trust your salvation to your feelings. Let me ask you this. How many of you are married or have been married? Can I see? Married or have been married? All right. All right. How many of you, if you are married or have been married, always felt married? Yeah, some of you did. I didn't always feel married. I don't always feel married, but my emotions lie. Don't ever rely on your emotions, but you rely on this. Write it down. The promise of God's word. How can I be sure I'm saved? Because of the promise of God's word. God never lies. People often ask me, "Is there anything God can't do?" Yes, there are things God can't do. God cannot lie. You say, "He can't?" No, he cannot lie. Why? Because God cannot violate his character. And God is a God of honesty and truth. God is all truth comes from God. All truth comes from God. God cannot lie. Everything God tells you is the truth. Everything Satan tells you is a lie. Satan has never, ever, ever told you the truth. In Luke 23, verse 43, Jesus replies, "I assure you," this is the word of assurance, "I assure you that today you'll be with me in paradise." Now that little phrase, "I assure you today that you will be, today you'll be with me in paradise." This is the word of assurance. This is the promise of God. That guy on the cross may have not felt like it, but he was headed for heaven because God had promised it. And when you say yes to Jesus Christ, you know four things about salvation. Write these down real quick. Four things. Salvation, number one, is immediate. He says, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Not next week, not next month, not next year, not in 1,000 years from today. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Now, we have some Christian brothers and sisters who believe in a thing called soul sleep. And there is a certain group of Christians who believe that when you die, you die and you just stay in the grave and you stay there and you sleep until the resurrection. And then at the resurrection, when Jesus comes back, the second coming, everybody raised up and everybody goes to heaven. There's only a problem with that. It's not in the Bible. Jesus says, "Today, not in 5 years, not when I come back, today you'll be with me in paradise." And by the way, he didn't say, "Today you'll be with me in purgatory." If anybody deserved purgatory, it's a guy who on his deathbed goes, "I'm in. I never did anything good in my life." That would be a guy who ought to be in limbo for a little while. There's only one problem. The word purgatory is not in the Bible. In fact, the last Pope, Pope Benedict, said, "You don't have to believe in it anymore." Why? Because it was only made up a few hundred years ago. It's not in the Bible. And even Pope Benedict said it's not necessary to believe it. So it was just a tradition that was started. It's not in the Bible. The word isn't even there. And if anybody deserved it, it was this guy who at the last minute had never done anything good with his life. He should have gone there. But there's no such thing as that. He says, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." So salvation is immediate. Number two, it's certain. Salvation is certain. He says, "You will," not "you might." There's no doubt about it. If God says it, it's true. You will. It's certain. Number three, salvation is a relationship. You will be with me. That's salvation. relationship is being with Jesus, being with God. Notice, salvation is not rules. Salvation is not rituals. Salvation is not regulations. Salvation is a relationship. You'll be with me. It's immediate, it's certain, it's a relationship. And number four, it's forever. It's a place forever. You'll be with me in paradise. So, in this simple little story of the thief, we get the five things you got to know, and we've got the four things you can be sure of, so you don't have to ever doubt your salvation. Finally, the question is, when? When can I be saved? Look at these closing verses. 2 Corinthians 6:2. This is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved. Not next week, not at the end of your life, not after you've thought about it. Today is the day to be saved. Now you notice, remember, there were two thieves on the cross and there were two responses. One of them insulted Jesus and the other accepted Jesus. And God gives you that right. You can insult Jesus. I don't need the cross. I don't need your death for me. I'm a good person. I'm gonna get to heaven on my own merit. You can insult Jesus by saying that. Say, what you did was not important, what you did was unnecessary, because I'm basically a good guy. You're not at 100, and you're certainly not perfect. I know it says today, but I'm going to wait a while. I'm not going to decide right now. Listen to me very closely. Not to decide is to decide. Not to decide is to decide. Not to decide is a decision. It's saying, I'm rejecting it. I'm not, it's right there laid in front of you. Today is the day of salvation. Not to decide is to decide. Romans 10:13, last verse in your outline. When can I be saved? Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Would God lie? No. Would he break this promise? No. It is guaranteed. Have you settled this issue? Maybe this is your first time at Saddleback, or maybe you've been coming for 35 years and you've never settled this issue. Did you know that 1,000 years before you were born, God knew you were going to hear this message? Did you know that God has been preparing you your entire life for this? This is your day. Today is the day of salvation. Let's bow our heads. And in this closing moment, I want to ask you, have you settled this issue? Have you acknowledged the same five facts as the dying thief on the cross? As I said, for your entire life, God's been preparing you for this moment. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. You may be listening at one of the 14 Saddleback campuses, or you may be watching online right now. God had you watch and hear this because he wants you in his family and he wants you in heaven for eternity. Doesn't matter how young or old you are, doesn't matter what you've done or who you've done it with or how long you've done it. Doesn't matter what campus you attend, doesn't matter if you're watching online. I'm gonna pray a simple prayer of salvation. We really could just say, remember me, because it's all about your attitude. Well, let me just add in a few of the words that talk about these things we must know. And as I pray this, you say in your heart, me too, God, me too. Or you can just pray it after me. Just say this in your mind. Dear God, I know that when I die, I'm going to give an account of my life to you directly. And God, I know that for much of my life, I have ignored you. I've done what I wanted to do. And I've loved other things more than you. I've sinned. I lived by my plan for my life, not your plan for my life. Starting right now, I want to turn away from my sins toward you. God, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for all the things that I've done wrong. I know that I don't deserve your forgiveness. And I know that only your grace could save me. And God, I know that I could never be good enough to get into a perfect place. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much that you took all the guilt of everything I've ever done wrong on yourself. Wow. You made me acceptable for heaven. And in my eyes, I'm a sinner, but in your eyes, you make me perfect. And Lord, just like that thief on the cross, I'm saying to you today, remember me. And just like that young, or that middle-aged man down in southern Mexico, I say to you, see, yes. Save me not just from eternal separation from you, but save me from the sins and the habits that are messing up my life right now. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe that you'll keep your promise to save me instantly and certainly and completely and eternally. And help me to never doubt your grace again. With their heads bowed and nobody looking around, if you just stepped across that line spiritually, I want to thank God for you. I want you to raise your hand up. Just put it up in the air. Say, I just prayed that prayer, Rick, so I can thank God for you and pray for you. God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. Lord, I thank you that your grace is so great that it covers everything we've ever done wrong. Help us to not be saved by grace and then try to live by works. Help us to live by that grace every day of our lives. Thank you for your unconditional love. And thank you, Jesus, for doing what we could not do for ourselves. We all thank you together and praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you missed any part of today's message, no problem. Just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're at it, sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And remember to click on his social media links too. Pastor Rick Warren says that every word Jesus spoke was important and has life-changing power. That's why Rick has put together an amazing 7-session DVD study kit called The 7 Greatest Words of Love. In it, he focuses on the last 7 statements that Jesus spoke during his final hours on the cross. These words unlock the full meaning and amazing blessings of Jesus' last words before his resurrection. Words of forgiveness, assurance, love, trust, and more. We'll send you a copy of this study kit as a way to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get yours. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Again, just call 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You know, I really like to end these broadcasts by reading some of the letters that come in from you. They always encourage me, and I think when I read them, they encourage you. This one's from a woman named Joy. She says, thank you so much, Pastor Rick, for the Daily Hope devotional messages that are emailed to me. They help me get through tough times. She said, I feel like I didn't have the right to question God, but I wondered why he was letting me experience all these things. But now, through these devotionals, I look on what's happening as a challenge for my betterment. And I may not know all of God's reasons in this moment, but I believe that God will not let me down, and instead I believe he'll guide me in the right path where his help, his guidance, his forgiveness, and his blessings and his prayers are always abundant. Thank you. Signed, Joy. Well, thank you, Joy. I'm encouraged by your faith, and I know other people will be too who hear this letter. You know, we can always trust that God's in control, even when we don't understand why things are happening. And it blesses me when I hear people like you finding hope. That's the whole purpose of this program. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue looking in God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.